Crescetti is the CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. Let's emphasize Greater Peoria for a moment in the conversation we're about to have with Chris. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And that is, we talk a lot about Peoria, and of course we would. And we've talked a lot about downtown, the warehouse district development, trying to get things moving forward. And we sometimes, I think, neglect, this is my fault, not talking about Morton and Pekin and Tremont and all the other communities that make up your large area.
Mm-hmm. Gallivan's got a nice little...
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Elmwood. I mean, how big of a territory is the EDC again?
So we cover five counties. Peoria, Woodford, Tazewell. Those are the easy ones that folks can kind of immediately relate to. We also do work in Mason County, where Havana is, and then Logan County, where Lincoln
Havana's
is.
Havana's another nice town.
Havana's got an amazing, amazing downtown.
So recently, there was an article in Pekin Daily Times, which many years ago, I was a proud member of their delivery service. Yeah, I was a paper boy. They wrote a nice article about the importance of downtown. Specifically, of course, they're talking about Pekin. And Pekin does have a very nice downtown. Mm-hmm. It's several blocks up Court Street from the river all the way up. And always you have to keep an eye on that, right? As a community, you have to keep an eye on that downtown area. And are we returning to downtown feelings now? Because years we went to the mall. We moved out. We went out to the mall. It feels like it's all coming back now.
Yeah, for the last, 15, 20 years, there's been really a movement back. And you can blame millennials for that, right? And by blame, it's less in quotes,
credit,
right?
Yeah,
give
yeah.
credit
yeah.
to millennials who wanted to be back kind of where there was some vibrancy, where there's some great placemaking. And so, it's really important that our communities are paying attention to their downtown, sometimes even creating downtowns where they don't. So we would do some work with Germantown Hills, and Germantown Hills kind of has, 116 running right through the middle of it.
Sure.
They have worked, former Mayor Heinrichsen and Ann Sasso, who's their village clerk, and their current mayor, Jeff DeGroot, on how do they even create
I took a tour out there with those folks not a few years back, and they were explaining how they were going to try to create a kind of gathering place.
A gathering spot, right? Because they don't have like Metamora just up the road.
Sure.
Has a really nice square.
Right.
So I think it's really important. All of our communities have really started to take a look at their downtowns, because that is kind of a selling point. Years and years and years ago, when I worked for the city of Peoria, I was in Des Moines. Just talk to them about how they had redone. This was kind of at the dawn of our warehouse district, and so we were just doing some exploration of other cities. And I will always remember one guy said that people will never remember your suburbs. And that's not to say that suburbs aren't important, right? They're important places for us to live. But you don't go to Paris and come back and say, boy, that suburb of Paris was awesome, right? Or the suburb of New York or Boston, right? People remember your downtowns and the experiences they have. So whether you're in a bigger city like Peoria, a good-sized city like Pekin, or a smaller community like Washington or Havana, having a downtown that's
another good one.
Washington, with what they're doing on the square and the Tangled Roots.
Yeah.
Havana has completely transformed their downtown over the last 5 or 6 years. And they had a vision, and they've been executing on that vision.
Well, you know who did it is Naperville. They built an entire around a creek.
Yeah,
they built that
around the Fox River. Right.
Yeah.
It's incredible when you go down there. Right.
Yeah.
Naperville is a great suburb of Chicago, but it also has a really interesting downtown.
Yeah.
I do want to come back to that, Danny, because I want to talk about the attraction of the Illinois River, but what does it mean for the suburbs then? I mean, is it an end some game here? So if you take from the out area, for instance, this is one of the reasons downtown shopping took hits 50 years ago or 40 was the invention of the shopping mall. So you had a mall in Pekin. I don't know if you even were around while there was an actual mall in Pekin, Chris.
I was not.
Yeah. But they built that in Pekin out on the east side to attract the people in Mason County and the rural parts of Tazewell County. And it worked for a while. And then Northwoods Mall, you have everybody flocked there. Now it's shops at Grand Prairie, of course. We've got that shopping center. Let's say we start moving to more downtown shopping kind of things. Does that then damage the other, or can they live together?
So I'm not a believer in the scarcity theory, and I believe I'm a believer in the abundance theory, and that I think that you can have more than one place, and that that different places are going to fit different needs, right? So a shopping mall, you know, your traditional shopping mall like Northwoods or an outdoor mall, have their role that they play, but I think that downtowns can complement that. Downtowns are the, your area of vibrancy often, you know, and so I don't think one has to suffer for the other one to be, you know, to be prominent or to be successful, and I think that, that they all can kind of work together. You know, your shopping malls will tend to take care of, in large part of the people who actually live here. But the Shops at Grand Prairie is a good example of a place that actually draws people from all over, you know, to go shopping there. It actually serves very nicely as an anchor for all of the sports, you know, that happen out there at Louisville
at the
Slugger.
Dome,
But our downtowns from need to be vibrant. To you know, for a vitality's sake and recruitment's sake, because that's where people who are making decisions where to live often want to know. They might want to live in the suburbs, and they may even want to shop in the suburbs, but they want to know that there's a downtown to go to.
But a couple of things. One, it is cool because years ago, growing up in Chicago, we used to go to Old Chicago, Old Town in Chicago. And the great part about it was the eclectic groupings of shops and the fact that people lived there.
Mm-hmm.
They lived above the coffee shop or the art studio or whatever. And it made it kind of cool because there was always people walking around. So when you came down, it's just like there's people already here.
Yeah, vibrancy begets vibrancy almost.
And then the, and I remember this years ago, Old Town planned what shops. They said it's very important to have a variety. A bunch of art, so they got all a bunch of art shops and glass blowers, but they had to have other shops so if you're down there, all your needs are taken care of, including pubs, including this, including that.
Yeah, and I think, and that's what Pekin, that article in the Pekin Times, what is the plan? And that's not to say that it's a master plan, that there can only be one cheese shop and one cupcake shop and one barber shop, but that How do you set the frame, you know, for then the private sector to come in and fill in? What is your vision for your community? And so the city of Pekin has put a lot of money into the rehabilitation of Court Street, just like the city of Peoria is doing with its streets.
Sure.
And many of our other communities are as well. That's what Havana did, is they actually rebuilt all of their downtown streets and has really lent to vibrancy. So it's both a public and private planning.
And the other thing I know, going back, and I think even Mayor Artis was talking about this, is stringing people along. When you get to a block, it's a dead block.
Right.
People stop. So you got to keep having at least some shops everywhere or something.
That's where Peoria Heights has been so amazing. Is that, you know, it's really only a 4 or 5 block stretch, but there's no dead spots in there.
Yeah.
Real quick, I just want to tell both of you guys this this anecdotal story. I was at the Fine Art Fair, which was fabulous. Great to see so many people. I ran into a guy named Alex. He's got his art company. It's called Old School Alex. I'll explain that some other time. But he was, I believe, from Colorado. His wife was a longtime employee of State Farm. She got transferred to home headquarters in Bloomington. They did not want to live necessarily in Bloomington, so they researched everything. What attracted them to Peoria was the river.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I wanted to be by the river. I've always thought a river town was cool. They've been here 3 years. He absolutely loves it here. And that vibrancy that Danny was describing about is why he's attracted here. They're 35 or 6 years old, somewhere in that range.
And it's
it was
something
great
that you,
to see it.
You cannot create.
No.
It's you either have it or you
or
don't.
Or you don't. Yeah. It's good to see you, man.
Thank you.
That is Chris Setti, CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council.